IMDb has a list of, have you ever been to IMDb and you see like stuff gets ratings on there? You ever notice that?
No. Like what? A movie?
Yeah. Like if you go to IMDb and you, they're really into that now, where if there's a movie you're looking for, you can look by ratings. You can get like the top rated movies and then you go by genre and then you can watch, you know, the top rated thriller or whatever. So they decided to make this easy on us and they made a list of the worst TV shows of all time, according to the IMDb ratings. And you're going to like this because it's a list and you love a list.
I love a list.
So they did the top 100 of all time. I'm just going to give you the top 20. I'm going to go ahead and make this a little easier for you.
Okay.
Number 20 of the worst show of all time, because it was the lowest rated, one of the lowest rated shows on IMDb, is Jersey Shore. That's number 20. It was a 3.6. This is all out of 10. So if a show's really good, it gets a 10. Jersey Shore had a 3.6. And this is, these are ratings from viewers.
Yeah, I can agree with that. I never saw an episode. So
yeah.
Yes.
Number 19, Tyler Perry's House of Pain.
Never saw it.
This is a show from 2007 and it had a 3.5 rating. Number 18 was The Hills, which doesn't surprise. I think a lot of things that MTV put
it's
out.
It's all MTV.
Wait, you'll see. The entire list is pretty much MTV. Once MTV stopped doing videos and started doing reality programming, most of the things on the list, nobody watched. Okay, so 18 is The Hills. Number 17, this is the show going on right now. It's Batwoman, starring Ruby Rose from Orange is the New Black. So the series premiered in October 2019. The first season concluded in 2020. And then a third season, so the second season premiered just like a couple of months ago. And the third season's been ordered, but it has a very low rate of 3.4.
Yeah, that never looked good.
Yeah. Okay, skipping around because there's a lot of like new stuff and shows in other countries you never heard of. The Bachelorette regularly rates terribly in IMDb. It has a 3.3. This is out of 10. And a 2.1 audience rating on Google. Now, so you got to look at the ratings of television, right? This week, The Bachelorette was back. It was the big premiere, the big premiere. It had a 3.6 million. To put in perspective, last year, the premiere was at 5 million and they were really disappointed. That was the 5 million viewers for a premiere of The Bachelorette was the lowest rated. They were miserable about it. So this year they had a 3.6 this last week. Million. So number 12 of the worst TV shows of all time is Courtney and Kim Take Miami.
Yeah, you don't even need to explain that. That should be higher.
Yeah. Well, not really, because the premiered with 2.8 million viewers. By like a couple episodes later, it was a 1.4, literally in half. Yeah. Like half the audience stopped watching.
But 1.5 for E is pretty huge. That's a smash for E.
Yeah, I guess that's true. 2.8 was great for them.
Yeah.
The Bachelor does worse than The Bachelorette.
Really?
Yes. IMDb has it as the 11th worst show of all time. This is out of 100 bad shows.
Of all time.
Of all time.
We're going back to 1952.
Well, yeah. I mean, they just went with ratings of shows. And there are shows that are really, really, really old that just rated better than the Bachelor. Another MTV show, 16 and Pregnant, is the number 10 worst show of all time with a 3.1 rating.
Should be higher.
Mind of Mencia was number 9.
Yeah, that was bad.
Yeah. This was Carlos Mencia's sitcom that ran from 2006 to 2008.
And I like him. Comedians hate him. I like him, but I like him as a guy.
Yeah. I'm sure he's a really nice guy.
Yeah.
Number 8, once again, Keeping Up with the Kardashians.
Should be number 1.
2.8 out of a possible 10. Surprisingly, The View was number 6. It has a 2.6 rating on IMDb. The View.
Yeah. Yeah, it's Yenta's talking over each other.
Yeah. Honey Boo Boo, here comes Honey Boo Boo. Number 5.
Love that show.
I know. Sorry. 2.5 rating. Okay. Yeah. 2.5 out of 10. Another MTV show, My Super Sweet 16, is number 3 worst show of all time with a 1.8 out of 10. Toddlers and Tiaras is the number two worst show of all time with a 1.8.
Isn't that where Honey Boo Boo got started?
Yes.
Was that show?
Yes.
So it's all Honey Boo Boo bad.
Yes, Honey Boo Boo bad.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, so I would like to make you guess the number one worst show of all time, and I mean of all time, but there's no way you would ever guess it because the show was so terrible and nobody watched it that I...
Cop Rock.
I could, no.
See, Cop nope. Rock was the only thing I could think of. But Super Sweet 16, I would put on that list because that was just horrible to watch.
Yeah, that was number three with a 1.8, my yeah. Super Sweet 16. The number one worst show of all time is when they gave a YouTube star her own TV show and nobody cared. It was appropriately titled A Little Late with Lily Singh. It has a 1.7 out of 10, making it the IMDb worst show of all time. It was on NBC. It was on NBC.
NBC?
Yes. It let's see. It had a 1.3 on Rotten Tomatoes. Here's the ratings. So the whole idea of bringing in Lily Singh is that she was young and people loved her. She had like millions of people who loved her on YouTube. They figured this will be great. We'll put her on television on NBC. Carson Daly's show, after however many seasons, he only had 765,000 viewers.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's all he had left. So they replaced him. She premiered with 25% less than that.
Wow.
Yeah.
And somebody sat in a room and said, yes, put that on the air.
Yeah.
Did they not test it in front of a crowd?
That's why that sort of audience testing doesn't really do well, because they probably tested it in front of fans of hers.
Right.
I mean, that's the whole thing with like YouTube stars and TikTok stars and back in the day Vine stars. You know what I mean? They're really good on that platform, but so far taking them out of that platform, nobody has been successful. There's not one YouTube star that has done really well on television. There's not one TikTok star, Instagram influencer who is really having a moment on mainstream programming.
Well, that's because we only can deal with them for 30 seconds at a time, not maybe 30 minutes. 30 minutes doesn't play out. 30 seconds, we can deal with them, or 10 seconds, we can deal. But yeah, you make that longer, you can't do it.
I think the other problem is that their audience doesn't watch television. You know, the thing about that audience is they like you on YouTube. Mm-hmm. They like watching you on YouTube. They like watching your, even if you have like a 30 minute video or something, or a 20 minute video. This was an hour program, you know, and I felt bad because she was adorable. I loved her on YouTube, but I see how it didn't translate to television, because the kind of people that are watching television also are like, who's this girl? What am I watching her for?
Mm-hmm.
You know,
and YouTube is something I have on in the background when I'm really working, when I'm not paying attention to it.
Right.
And it's a totally different animal, and people don't understand that.
Yeah. So I feel bad for her because she's such a sweet kid and she tried so hard, you know, and yet now she's known as the worst television show of all time.